Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's topic is working from home, and there are many products and services that you can offer when you work from home. And one of the things that I want to tell you about is that I have a program that I offer, is a home study program, where, and its title is Start Your Own Business on a Shoestring Budget. And in that program, it teaches you how to start your own business and the different topics that you can think about, and also to help you understand how you can learn to become very successful by working from home. And there are a lot of reasons why people are working from home today. One being that the job market has been cut back, plus because of the cutbacks in the job market, the jobs that are available are not comparable to the income that people are used to, so they've got to look for other sources to be able to make that income. Plus, many people today, when they start out with a company, whereas years ago they could guarantee themselves that they had a job for at least 25 years, 30 years, today the maximum that you work with any one company is 5 years, and you need to plan for 2 to 3, even 4 different careers in your lifetime. So one of the things I want to do is go back and talk about an infomercial that I saw recently on the television. And these are things that are usually offered overnight, where these infomercials take up time. They are put out by a company. It's also a way for them to market their services in helping people to start their own business. And this particular infomercial was for a company called SMC, meaning Service Merchandise Corporation. And what they do is, on this commercial, they bring on different people who have started their own business through them and been very successful. And then they give you an 800 number that you can call. And when you call, the first thing they do is they will ask you for your name and your address and your phone number. Then they will start into their pitch. And because I've done telemarketing for many years, I can almost hear it as a pitch of things that they're told to go through and tell you that they will do for you. First thing they'll do is they'll talk about setting up a website. Almost any business you're in today, you do need to have a website, because that's where you make the majority of your sales. Also, they will tell you about merchant accounts. And this is something that you need to be able to have on your website so that you can take credit cards, because people purchase and use credit cards almost on a daily basis now. And then they tell you how you will be assigned a business coach. This coach will work with you for 12 weeks to help you grow your business and make it successful. And then they tell you about your kit and what comes in that kit. There's 7 catalogs, there's a DVD, there's order forms. And then once they start giving you all of that spiel, even though on the info commercial it says, oh, you can get started for as little as under $25, they start talking about a silver membership. And the silver membership is $24.95 plus $15 shipping and handling, which makes it $39.95. Then they tell you how that once you've done the first draft, they will draft it for another 11 months, so it takes you a year to pay it off. And it comes out to over $400 to actually join it. But the idea being that once you've gotten their catalogs and you've gone out and promoted it to them, then you'll be making this money along the way, so that you don't have to be worried about putting out that $400 all at once. Then they talk about a gold membership card. And they tell you how that gold membership costs $479.40, but they have a special today where you can do it as a one-time payment of $349.95 plus $15 for shipping and handling, which makes a total of $364.95. The purpose is that what happens is there's companies out there like Amway and Herbalife that are network marketing programs, which is people come to your door and they offer you an opportunity to have a party and invite your friends and sell different items, and then you get a free gift for doing that. Plus, they make a percentage off of what they sell, which is the same thing as this, only what they're doing is they're also out there to recruit and bring people in, because the more they build in their downline, the more of an income that they can get and overrides from what someone else does. And that's a good concept. It was proven by Amway that it works. There are a number of companies like Mary Kay and Color Me Beautiful and different programs like that that have taken that concept and used it with their products as well. But now you have to know that, is that a good product for you to be selling? And if it isn't, then what other products are out there? So what you need to do is maybe try something to see if it's going to work for you and whether or not that's the best route for you to go if you're going to work from home. And the one thing I like about what SMC is saying is that what they're doing is offering you a chance to grow your business, but they're also going to give you a business coach along the way that can help you, because there's certain things that we don't know if we've never been in business for ourselves that we really do need to learn to do. Now, if you don't want to go that route of joining a company selling their products, and it's not something where you have to purchase it and have it in your home to sell, it's a you can take your catalogs, you can sell them through the catalogs the same way Avon does, and then have the company drop ship it for you. This is usually a good way to do something when you want to start a business for yourself and you've never been in business before. Now, if you already have a product or service that you in mind that you want to sell, then you need to look at how you're going to set up your website to market yourself. You need to have a business plan in place. You need to have a merchant account where you can take credit card orders, excuse me, and you also need to have a phone number for people to call in on. Usually an 800 number works. There are a number of places that you can go on the internet where you can set up 800 numbers where when people call in, it'll take you, it has your voice on there, it will tell them what you're doing, and they can either leave their name and number for you to call them back later, or you could have it forwarded on to your home number where you will answer the phone and take those calls and fill those orders for people. Not only that, there are a number of companies, because of traffic and many cities not having the best transportation available, then they offer telecommuting, where what they do is they hire people to do telemarketing, and they will give them the equipment like the computer and the software, and they will have sent to them the numbers for them the calls transferred through into those computers into your home, where you can be answering the phone and working with the client the same as when you're working in an office. And that allows the company to not have to worry about expanding and getting bigger space in a office building like they used to do, and it helps them to cut their electricity bill. Plus, for you, what it allows you to do, because you're working from home, is to keep your records of what you're paying for your phone bill, what you're paying for your electricity, and then that becomes a tax write-out for you. So those may be some things that you need to think about and consider when you're thinking about working from home. Also, there is a website that you can go to that's called liveops.com. That's liveops.com. And you register with them to work from home. And then they will give you somewhat of a test to make sure that you understand how to read the script and understand how to price things, so that when you're working with the potential customer, you can talk to them in such a way that they understand what it is, and that when you calculate what you're charging them, you don't get it wrong, and then you earn a percentage off of what you're selling. If not, that you are scheduled for a period of time, say from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, and you work 4 or 5 days a week, and you can, if you want your day off to be in one of your days off to be in the middle of the week, then you can do that and work on Saturday. And then you have your Sunday off. But what that allows you to do is to work from home, to have an opportunity to make a good living for yourself, and to be there if you have young kids. Now, if you are very internet savvy and you already have a website or you want to become an affiliate, there are a number of people who have products and services that they already sell, that when you register with them as an affiliate, then you help market their products and their services, and you get paid a percentage of what you're earning. There are a number of companies that you can go to on the internet. There's the Power Mall. What they've done is you're going to be an affiliate with them, and you're going to be able to sell different products and services through that are their products and services to customers and earn a percentage of that. There's also places like what I know as being NewNet Mail and NewNet Life, that they're selling a product or services, and what they're selling you on is a premium membership. That premium membership being that you're going to also earn money off of your downline as well as earn money off of selling a service or product. It's just that some of these companies you need to really research very well, because I have found that the company that sells the NewNet Mail and NewNet Life is owned by Lighthouse America, and they're more about making money for themselves than they are about helping the individual make money, because their whole concept is built on network marketing, and they have a product that's a consumable or a different clothing or different items that people will want to buy on an ongoing basis and keep coming back to buy, like pots and pans and gloves and clothing, that they will buy all of these things online. And you will be earning money off of what other people do. Plus, their concept is you've got to buy a premium membership to do this. So they're making money off of you from the premium memberships. Plus, they're also making money off of you from the products that you're purchasing for yourself, even though you're getting them at a discount because you have an affiliate membership with them. Now, they also encourage you to buy leads or hot leads of people who are supposedly aware of what it is that you're doing and the services you have to offer, and they're going to purchase a premium membership. Well, they're charging you $200 for 50 leads that they're going to automatically put underneath you, but if those people do not upgrade and buy a premium membership, well, then you just lost $200, $250 buying 50 leads, because they encourage you how you're going to make a lot of money off of this, even though it's not really been proven. And maybe 1% or 1/10% who have been in from the very beginning are really able to be making the money off of it. But the people who are really making the money are the people who work in the office, the people who do the telemarketing, who do the conference calls, and really know how to hype up the product and encourage you on purchasing into their company and their service. So it's a two-edged sword. There are a lot of things that you can do from home. There's also a service, a product, like if you don't have a job out there, you can decide to be a fix-it person who knows how to has the tools to be able to fix things, or you can be a home improvement specialist where you go and learn how to build things and fix things, and then say like at a Home Depot, and then you go out and you offer your services at somewhat of a reduced price, but building a reputation for yourself so that you can also eventually increase your prices. Now, what I also want to do is to go back and talk about some other things that you can do on the internet. And what's happening is that a lot of companies are doing these work-from-home jobs and offering the individuals who need to be at home with their children and at the same time want to work an opportunity to work from home, because this helps in offering an opportunity to keep people off of having to be on the road. Say, even today you will find that the rush hour to get to work to the office is usually between 6 and 9 p.m. And if you leave before 6, it will take you maybe 20 minutes to get to the office. But between 6 and 9 p.m., it may take you an hour and a half, because you're going the highways, or you're going through the streets where you're dealing with lights and you're dealing with a lot of traffic. So there's a lot of different ways that companies have come up with to help alleviate those issues and also help you to work from home so that you can have flex time and also earn an income. So, and then there's a lot of different things that you can do where you can be on the internet and working with different companies and helping to help them grow their, sell their service or their products. I have been in classes where, because I'm a professional speaker and trainer, where what they're doing is selling you on how to go out and market yourself. And one of the things that they do is they talk about blogs. Well, there's a lot of social networks that you can go on, and you write articles or blogs on these sites that help promote your product and your service. It helps you to increase your income. It also helps to maybe do the networking that you need to do, because social networking is another way to help grow your business. There's places like Leeds Club and Power Core, and what you do in those clubs is you will go in there, you will tell them the name of your company, what product it is you're selling, and what's a good lead for you. Then you would also have a segment of 10 minutes where you can get into details about what types of products that you have and what they're used for and how they can benefit people. The thing is that what you want to do in everything that you need to do, unless you're working for a company where you've got a set time and you're selling their products, if you're in business for yourself and you're selling something that you need to, that you feel can help other people, then you're either going to go door-to-door to sell it, or you're going to do parties like Tupperware parties where you invite people into your home to sell it, or you also need to be able to have a website up, and then you have to look at ranking and what's the highest ranking of the company, because if someone keys words into Google, you want your website to come up. So you need to be concerned about all of those issues and how you can help grow your business in a timely fashion. And usually, what I find is that there's many different ways that you can do, that you can go about growing your business. And if you have a service, then you also need to be able to be aware of how you project yourself and how you can get up in front of people and how you can go to different groups where you can talk about your business. And there's the Chamber of Commerce in different counties. If you live in an area like a large city where it covers multi counties, plus your city that and your state, then you will have many different avenues where you can go and pass out business cards that will let people know about your products and your services. Now, if you're selling knickknacks and little things that companies want to buy to use as giveaways or services, then what you would do is you would take your catalogs and you would go to these companies and you would get them to buy in bulk and use it as something that they would do with their clients or their meetings with their employees, where they would have something as a gift that they would pass out whenever there is a need to give them a reward for giving the right answer. So there's many different things. Plus, even when you go to training classes, something like seminars, then often you will find that the trainer or the speaker that's in front of the group will have something that she will use as on the table that could be part of the different activities that you use when you learn different skills to enhance them. The purpose of this is to help you to reinforce your learning skills. So there's many reasons that people would be interested in your products and services. But what helps is also having someone that can help you to coach you along the way. And what I'm going to do is tell you a little bit about what I do as a trainer and a speaker. And I help people to learn to reach their maximum potential. And that means that I help them understand their natural behavior patterns. And when you understand where you're coming from and your natural behavior patterns and how to read other people's natural behavior patterns, then it helps you understand how to hit their hot buttons. Because if you say the right thing to an individual that is speaking in the language that they understand, depending on their natural behavior pattern, then what that will allow you to do is to be able to close a sale. And sales is not always an easy job because you need to understand a lot of different things about sales, and you have to be a very good closer on selling different items and products. You want to know what it is that people want. Now, if you're also looking for strictly to work from home and you don't want to go out and sell, then if you look in the newspaper like the USA Today, they have a certain page in there, and even like weekly papers like the Creative Loafing that we have in Atlanta, where there are companies that advertise where they're looking for people to work from home to assemble jewelry or to assemble packaging like CD packages. This also allows them to pay you a percentage off of what you send back to them, and then they will provide the packaging which would allow you to do the things that you want to do and help you to make a living from home. And even if you're someone who's in your 40s and 50s and you've retired from your current job, then what happens is you're going to want to look at what can you do that's going to supplement your income, because you can't always count on Social Security as being a way to help you to grow your business, to take care of you, because at the cost of living has gone up. We're now in a time where people are afraid to spend money. They're watching every dime they have coming in, because, and they're living on credit cards. The purpose being that the income from the job has not gone up at an appreciative rate, but the cost of living has gone up, and what you made 5 years ago will not cover your expenses today unless you've increased your income. So even if you have a job, you even need to look at something where you can work from home and supplement your income so that you can look at down the road what can you do that's going to help you. And if you're an affiliate with a company, then what that allows you to do is to build a side income and help you supplement what you have and maybe put a lot of things aside. Now, what you also need to look at is, I think that people, if you look at the commercials on TV, they talk about the, you have to have the high-definition TV or you have to have the big-screen TV. Right now, those things are very expensive. So unless you're already in management or in a company where you're making a president's salary, then you might not need to have those things. You need to cut that in your expenses. There are apartments and homes that are overpriced right now because they're thinking, well, we're in a hot area and we can charge what we want to charge. You've got builders who are building exorbitant homes that people don't really need, and then they're dictating to the market saying this is what the market wants. Well, what it is they're telling you what to buy. They're not giving you the option of building a small home, a medium-sized home, and then a large home to let you make your choice. They're dictating, and they're the ones that are making the money. And then what's happening is that you're getting mortgages that have gone out there and done interest only, and people have bought it at a low price, not realizing that in 3, 4, 5 years when the balloon payment comes available, then or comes due, then where is the money coming from? Because people are assuming that in 5 years from now, they're going to be making 10 times more money than they're making right now. Well, that's not always reality, so you need to plan those things. You need to look at, do I want 2 jobs for myself and 2 jobs for my wife? Do I just want 1 job, and do I want to live within my means and purchase what I know I can afford to pay now and not expect to have to pay more later on? So there's a lot of things that we need to consider, and I think that if you are a natural-born entrepreneur, then and you have a service, a product that you feel that you can help other people with, then you need to learn the skills that will help you with marketing, with being able to promote, help being able to understand what the benefits are, what your features are, and be able to convey those things in such a way that you can hit someone's hot button and get them to purchase from you now. The idea being, what are you going to do in the future, and where do you want to be down the road? But you also need to understand, how can you cut some of your expenses now? Because and not always assume that in 5 or 10 years from now that you're going to be making more money, so you can, in essence, pay higher prices. Buy within your means. Don't look to plan for the future, but be able to understand, based on what you're making right now, what are your true expenses that you can have, and will you still, because you do not know, with the job market being the way it is, or unless you have your own home business, what kind of income you're going to have in 5 or 10 years from now. And depending on what kind of government you have or you live under, then that will determine whether or not you've got someone who really is concerned about what your needs are. Because right now we're living under a Republican administration that has helped corporations increase their income by outsourcing their jobs, by cutting back in the number of employees, then doubling the amount of work on those employees. So in essence, because you're working longer hours and you're still making the same pay, you're now making less money than you would have been making even 5 years ago doing the same job when you did not have to work as many hours and had the same salary. So there's a lot of things that you can need to consider when you're looking at setting up your own home-based business, because it's more than just what, how can I save on my income taxes, but it's a matter of, is this something that I can be doing down the road? Is this something that I can help bring in more money? Will it also give me some tax breaks? Now, since it's almost the end of this end of time for this presentation, what I'd also like to do is invite you to come back next week when we start talking about how you can where we will discuss marketing your products or services. And that would cover things like books and e-zines and newsletters. If there's a lot of different companies on the internet that you can go to, like Blog Talk Radio, where you can get yourself interviewed, you need to have a website and you need to understand how to build the increase the ranking and where to go to increase the ranking of that website. And I would like to thank you for joining us today with this show on how to work from home and the different options that are available to you in working from home, and invite you to come back next week when we discuss marketing your product or service.